Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Daily News time for Wednesday. It's me, it's Ben, and it's Ross today here for you. And today's show, as always, is brought to you in association with theredmentv.com. You can head over there now for your free 30-day trial. We've just filmed the Shrewsbury final word after last night. Liverpool's kids went and beat Shrewsbury 1-0 in the fourth round replay. You can get that exclusively on the website later on today. I'm also doing a newsroom with Luke Moore from the Football Ramble, and that second part will be over there as well. So you can head over there and talk of all the interviews and all the other content we do as well. So head over to theredmentv.com for that. Speaking of Shrewsbury, Ross, we're through, aren't we?
Never in doubt.
Liverpool last night managed to edge past Shrewsbury at Anfield and set up a nice fifth round tie with Chelsea in the FA Cup. There, obviously, we were both on the final word this morning. We've had a really good chat about the game. It was great stuff, wasn't it? What we do have is apparently the dates for the next round, which has come from the Tactical Times on Twitter, at @tactical_times. This is the only place we've seen this at this point. It says that Liverpool, it's looking like 7:45 on Thursday, March 5th. It's a real pain in the arse for me. Because
Because
I work on the Thursdays and I didn't want to, you know, they never play on
That's
Thursdays.
7:45?
Yeah, I work till half eight. Thursday and Friday night.
He's buying iPhones at 7:30 on Thursday.
Oh, you'd be surprised. There's some right wackos that come in. Yeah, obviously, if Liverpool, we go away to Bournemouth. We play Bournemouth at home that Saturday as well. Jurgen Klopp's not going to like this, is he?
Nope, we play Watford at 5:30. Don't be on the Saturday before.
Yeah, Saturday before. Yeah, but I'm thinking about the Thursday, yeah. And then we play on the 7th.
That was something that we mentioned on the final word, if everyone's saying about the magic of the FA Cup, and it kind of backs it up. We're just having like loads of fixtures and something else which we've also mentioned throughout the season of, you know, progressing through these stages of different cup competitions and being involved in competitions for rewards of winning the Champions League. You shouldn't be punished for that, should you?
No.
You know, you should be rewarded with like having the amount of time to prepare your team. Liverpool are really fortunate in the fact that they've had all these youth players that give a good account of themselves yesterday.
Yeah.
The Arsenal game, the Everton game, you know, and in various stages of other competitions. The Carabao Cup probably, I know they lost that, but they're probably more prepared than other teams. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad thing. I expect Liverpool to go with a stronger team.
Yeah.
You know, maybe some first team.
I imagine so.
Bit of fringe.
Well.
And maybe, you know, Curtis Jones, Neco Williams, I don't know, Adrian, you know, those sort of players to go into this. It's just not ideal.
No.
Is it?
No, absolutely not. Moving on, though, obviously, one of the main stories to come out of the game last night was obviously the involvement of James Milner and the way he's been in and around the squad over the last few days. I mean, obviously, it's been really fantastic to see and hear from Neil Critchley that Milner's been asking to train with them. He's been asking to go into the dressing room and give them advice. He was congratulating them in the tunnel last night after they won. It's just this guy over and over again just proves, doesn't he, you know, how much of a model professional he is.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing that we've mentioned this on the final word again was the level of respect, the fact that he's asking. You know, he's not stepping on anyone's toes. He's not invading anyone's space. You know, he's been quite respectful and polite by going, can I go and do this? I imagine he's probably asked Jurgen Klopp as well, if he's all right to go. We know everyone's supposed to be on a break. Everyone's supposed to be kind of, you know, have a physical and mental break. I know he's been injured, so you argued the case yesterday that some players could have played yesterday because they've had a break, you know.
Yeah.
Like Fabinho, who's been injured for a while, or you know, Kate, they probably want that game time. But for him to go and turn up and show them how it's done off the pitch, how to be more professional, I think that's probably the words that come to mind when you think of James Milner. That's an experience that rub off on those players to come. You know, it's all it's all well and good winning the game and stuff, and not taking anything away from that though. But if they can take a little bit of James Milner away from them when it comes to being off the pitch and how they should behave and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, moving on again. Little bit of transfer news, is it? Liverpool among clubs aware of me, says Rangers striker Alfredo Morelos. The Colombian striker has 12 goals for Steven Gerrard's side and is top scorer in the Europa League. I didn't know that. That's interesting. Rangers striker Alfredo Morelos believes Liverpool are among a number of clubs interested in him should he leave Glasgow in the summer. The forward has been sent off 7 times since joining Rangers in 2017, told Radio Caracol that he believes the Reds are tracking his progress. He said, "I think they are aware of me. I imagine that is the case with the coach we have who played for Liverpool for so long. I imagine he has friends and directors who come to games, as well as scouts from other teams. It's a motivation to keep doing well. In the short term, I'm in Rangers. It depends on what I do. If I score a lot of goals, there will be interest from a lot more teams, from the biggest players and the most from the biggest and most competitive leagues. There are many interested clubs. Let's wait until the end of the season to see which leagues are asking for me, and then I can make a decision." He's very confident, isn't he? He's a self-confident man. Oh, Liverpool are after me.
I love... Oh, sorry, who's written this? Is it Theo? Dan Kay. Clubs are over me. I've been sent off 7 times.
Yeah,
that doesn't add to your case of why Liverpool want you. If you're not available for, you know, a third of the games because you've been kicking people.
He doesn't strike me as the player who Jurgen Klopp would get on with.
Doesn't say Liverpool mentality.
No.
Does it? I mean,
he's clearly a talented player.
Yeah, talented player. You know, he's got an eye for goal, but you can't choose. Sounds like he's trying to get him away from the club by himself.
It's a bizarre.
Put yourself in a shop window.
Yeah,
people will be aware of you who have the internet, who watch TV. I mean, I'm aware of him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Liverpool will be aware of his existence, absolutely. But you know who isn't? It's a strange way of phrasing it, isn't it? Rio Ferdinand says the world's best player, world's best defender, Virgil van Dijk, should not be named Player of the Year. Van Dijk has enjoyed another stellar campaign to help Liverpool on the verge of their first Premier League title. Yada yada yada. Let's find the quote quickly. Rio Ferdinand believes that Virgil van Dijk should not be named Premier League Player of the Year, despite the Liverpool centre-back being considered for the best defender in the world. He'd get my vote for best defender, best centre-half, but right now he won't get my Player of the Year votes. I think there's a few people that are probably vying for that accolade, but he's been tremendous. I think he's been a fantastic footballer, calm, cool, collected, carries himself very well. Ferdinand, I think Jordan Henderson has been very good for Player of the Year. I think Mane has been my favourite player when I watch Liverpool, to be honest. I think when I watch Liverpool, he's the person who gets me off my seat more than anyone. Vardy's been good. De Bruyne, he just purrs. There's a few names in there. I think the problem that Rio Ferdinand has here, that he's having to bite his tongue and basically admit that Liverpool have all these great players, you know, and all these players who could be considered for this award. If the reality is for me, you know, if Virgil van Dijk was to win the award again this season, nobody's going to be too upset about that.
That's the luxury that we're in at Liverpool Football Club at the minute. You know, you can go 3 weeks. I think Jordan Henderson has been the latest resurgence of, you know, Player of the Year in the past, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks. Shortly before that, it was Sadio Mane, as you mentioned. Before that, you know, Van Dijk was getting linked to for the Ballon d'Or. Just a really good position to be in. And it's almost like Van Dijk didn't win the Ballon d'Or. He's been great, still has been great. Our record of clean sheets over the past couple of months has been impeccable. And all of a sudden, he's just disregarded for it. Like, he should be in the conversation.
Oh, he should be in the conversation. Well, I mean, he clearly is in the conversation, isn't he? Because we're having the conversation about it. Like, that's what Ferdinand's...
But he's saying he shouldn't.
Yeah, but by doing that, he is in the conversation, isn't he? Do you not think? Because he's saying he's having a conversation about why he doesn't think he should get it, but that doesn't mean that Van Dijk's not in the conversation.
Well, then you should say Van Dijk...
Naby Keita's not in the conversation for it, you know what I mean?
You say Van Dijk could be.
Yeah, but he's just giving his opinion, saying that he doesn't think that he should win it. It doesn't mean that Van Dijk's not in the conversation for the award. Let us know what you think in the comments about who's right. He's clearly in the conversation, isn't he?
Oh, I'm saying for Rio Ferdinand.
He
should say Van Dijk could be in with the shout. He shouldn't be.
Well, I think, he's saying he'd get my vote for best defender. I see what you're saying, but I think I'm right.
What a turn up for the books. When's that happened before, Ben?
Another Atletico Madrid injury setback as Diego Simeone's issues get worse. Liverpool are currently enjoying a winter break, yada, yada, yada. Diego Simeone must also take on Liverpool without Kieran Trippier now, with the Guardian confirmed that he'll miss the upcoming clash after groin surgery. He joins Alvaro Morata, João Felix, Diego Costa, and Jose Jimenez, who are all also doubt. So, bit of a depleted squad it's looking like for Atletico Madrid at the moment. Liverpool, on the other hand, are pretty much looking to come out of this winter break with Everybody fits, you know, Joel Matic, Dejan Lovren all back. Fabinho is going to be back to fitness. James Milner obviously back in training, as we've mentioned already. So Liverpool are spoilt for choice. Jordan Shaqiri kind of like that, but still I think everybody's expected to have a relatively good degree of fitness.
And the level of competition will step up as well in that sense, which makes it everyone better. And the note to take from that is Morata, Raul Felix and Diego Costa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not entirely sure on Jimenez, but... three forwards at least that you haven't got.
Definitely.
I'm not sure.
Diego Costa's the big one for me. We discussed this on the news yesterday, me and Chris.
Because he's a bastard.
Oh, he's just an absolute handful, isn't he? And finally...
Morata's not a bad thing, though, because I think he's been pretty terrible. He wasn't Chelsea,
yeah, it? I mean, it's just a different style of striker, isn't it? Is this anything, or is this just one of them? Karius in trouble, is this the one you wanted? Okay. Loris Karius is set to be dropped by Beşiktaş, with the Turks unimpressed with his personal life. Photostore, cited by the Daily Star, claiming the Liverpool loan he has recently split with girlfriend Sofia Thomalla, with his performance and concentration effect on the pitch as a result. The German has been regularly on nights out in Istanbul. Oh, he's been on the piss, nice. Reports suggest that the Beşiktaş manager is already fed up with Karius and plotting to drop him. I mean, we discussed this yesterday, me and Chris. Well, we discussed the plotting stuff. I mean, I didn't know he'd split up with his bird, but, you know, it can be tough, you know, leave him be. Let him mend his broken heart.
Maybe he dropped there as well.
Maybe potentially. Tom, let's move into the comments, shall we? Anything on, well, the cups? Let's start with the cup stuff.
So I figured I'd ask about the next round and whether the kids should play. So Christian W says, I want to say the kids have earned the chance to play. There's a cup run, but let's be honest, we want the best chance to get as many trophies as we can this season. And then Tom Yaxley says, mix of kids and first team non-regulars.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. I mean, for me now, you know, Jurgen Klopp's got a massive opportunity to win all three trophies that are left on offer for us. And I think, you know, he's got to start taking the FA Cup seriously for me and fielding some more senior players, because I think it's just a big opportunity that we won't get again, if you ask me.
No, I think you're right. There's also the case of some of these youth players, Curtis Jones, Nico Williams, possibly Harvey Elliott or Pedro Queiroz in there, who you could argue aren't really considered youth players anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
They're almost fringe players with the first team, aren't they? I think you saw, you know, one or two, maybe three of those, plus, you know, an Adrian. You know, Matip Lovren, I know they weren't great, it's true, been the first one, but come back from injury.
Yeah.
I think you'd be a lot happy with that. And also, you've got to consider how Chelsea would play it.
Yeah.
You know, that fixture isn't convenient for them either.
No, no, no.
They don't have the biggest squad, they rely on youth as well. You know, a couple of injuries and stuff like that, you know, you never know where you could be at.
Tom, any more?
Yep, moving on to James Milner.
Yeah.
Jacob O'Connor says, our oldest boy Milner being a father figure for the kids. I want to see Milner at Liverpool even after retirement. Kyle Clemmy says, Klopp's got to get Milner on the coaching staff. And then Matthew Taylor, everyone wants Millie at the club after he retires in a coaching role.
Yeah, totally. I think I'd agree with that. I mean, for me, you know, Milner, the influence that he has and the experience he brings into the dressing room now, even in the main first team dressing room, is priceless. And I think if we can keep hold of him once he finishes playing, absolutely.
I mean, I joked about it on the final word, but he's definitely putting his name forward for a job there.
I think he probably is, yeah.
But he's not in a taking the piss way. I think he's showing that he's capable.
He's going about it the right way, yeah, totally.
And with a level of respect as well, which is important.
A couple more on any of the other stories, Tom?
There's some Morelos stuff. Shane Buckley, I would love Morelos at Liverpool. He would be a great option off the bench. I think he would score goals in the Premier League, and I think it would be a better option than Ryan Brewster. Dean Comer says, Morelos reminds me of Suarez. He's aggressive and intense. But then Joey Muddy says, Morelos is everything Klopp doesn't want at the club.
I agree with the last comment. For me, Suarez at the moment, if you think about how Suarez was when he was here, okay, he was really fucking good, but like he was so erratic. Everything that Liverpool do at the moment exudes calmness and quality and not panicking or anything like that. I feel like if you throw on a Morelos, he's a bit like a headless chicken. I don't think it fits.
But
people
can be taught, can't they? People can learn new ways and stuff. But imagine if Steven Gerrard hasn't learned to bollock someone to stop kicking people, and maybe Jurgen Klopp can't do it. I quite like the fact that he's a proven goal scorer.
Mm-hmm.
You get that in your side. I love that, but at what risk? of someone getting sent off left, right and centre and damaging for the team.
Yeah, totally. Look, let's wrap it up there. Thanks very much, Ross. Thanks very much, everybody, for joining me. Head over to theredmentv.com for the Shrewsbury Final Word and all the other content that we do. We'll be back tomorrow with more new stuff. Let us know. Keep your comments coming in about any of the stuff we've discussed today. And yeah, we'll be back tomorrow. Goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.